Well, this is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. We're broadcasting live from Brainerd, Minnesota at the Franklin Arts Center Auditorium. Joining me on stage is a good friend of mine, Mr. Chuck Marone, Brainerd's own. And you might go ahead and give him some.
Hey.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, friend.
You did a little better than Metro Man, I gotta say.
Slightly.
Joining me, you might know us from the political podcast Dig Deep for Northern Community Radio. Oh, bless your hearts. But we are here to tell you there'll be no politics.
No politics.
We've sworn it off. Yeah, so they're booing that. Well, don't boo that. That's a good thing. Yeah. You moved into the city of Brainerd. Now, when I met you, you lived out in the country.
Right in the woods, yeah.
Out in the woods, outside of town. And you're a farm kid.
I grew up on a farm. My wife grew up on the lake, and we kind of ended up way out in the woods.
Yeah, and then you moved back into the beating heart of Brainerd. Now, what was that experience
like? We did. I live about five blocks from here. And, growing up, this neighborhood, North Brainerd, was where all my friends were. So everyone hung out. It was where we had fun. If I was going to have a good time, it was to come here and be with my pals. The parks, the downtown, everything was fun. And as my kids got a little bit older, my wife and I both realized that we really wanted that kind of spontaneity for them. We wanted them to be able to live in a neighborhood where they could get up in the morning and say, I'd like to go hang out with my friends. I'd like to walk downtown and get an ice cream. I'd like to go to the park and go ice skating. And so we made it a point to move here, and it took a long time. It took housing crashes and recoveries and everything else, but we finally made it here a few years ago, and it's been a great experience.
Now, what have you learned living here right in Brainerd?
I think the thing that both of us were most apprehensive about was having neighbors. You know, when you live on a farm, neighbors are kind of an abstract concept.
Yeah.
We would have people come over and help us bale hay, but, you know, you didn't run into your neighbors very often. You certainly weren't, like, deeply involved in their lives.
You get annoyed if they start their tractor.
Yeah,
you
know? And Marone's had this way of kind of being, you know, not always very neighborly. So, I don't know if I'm neighborhood material. Moving here, living in this neighborhood full of just beautiful people, I think has been the most surprising thing to me, just how wonderful the back and forth has been. I love my neighbors. They're fantastic. And I'll tell you, it's the middle of winter. It's been snowing a lot lately. We actually have evolved this kind of neighborhood rivalry, this competition, to see who can clear everybody's sidewalks first. So I get up in the morning and I go out to shovel my sidewalk, and they already got there before I was able to. And so I have to go out in the middle of the night if I want to beat them, because I'm not really a morning person.
So, you know, Chuck, your work is with Strong Towns.
Yeah.
And based on your work, maybe tell us a little bit of what that is, and then what do you think, based on your experience, towns like Brainerd can do to breathe some life into these downtown areas?
Yeah, well, Strong Towns is a international movement to help cities become financially strong and resilient. One of the things about cities, particularly cities like Brainerd, is for a long time we thought, if we can just make ourselves attractive to people from outside the community, we can get them to move here and love us and want to invest in us and open up shops here. And what we've come to realize, not just here, but other places across this continent, is that the most attractive cities to outsiders are the ones that are attractive to the people who are here. If we build cities that are great for us, are wonderful to live in, where you can, you know, have your daughter and spontaneously walk downtown and go to Sage and have a great ice cream at the chocolate shop and do all those things that make a city a wonderful place to live in, the investment and the love from outside will follow. So by focusing on us, building a great place, all those other good things follow.
And this place we're in, the Franklin Auditorium here, this is this was your junior high school, is this correct?
Yeah, no, I love this building. It brings back a lot of memories. There were a lot of, I remember playing Hey Jude here in the junior high band, had a big drum solo. It was awesome in this place here.
Hey Jude had a drum solo?
It did when I played it. I love this place, and there's a lot of special memories here. It's nice to, I take the dog for a walk through this neighborhood every night, and to walk by my church, my old school, all my friends. It's a beautiful place to be.
And you met someone here too.
I did. I didn't want to embarrass her too much, but I did meet my wife down the hall and up the steps for the first time, and it's been together ever since.
They're still here. So Some people's junior high experience was better than others.
I did pretty well.
Yeah, that's right. Chuck Marone, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chuck. We'll see you.